Unit 5. Buying and Selling. Page 45. Exercise 3A.
The world's population is increasing. By 2050, it will reach 9 billion. How will all these people be fed? The biggest problem is meat. This is because a lot of food is needed to produce the meat. To get 1 kilogram of beef, for example, 25 kilograms of grass must be grown to feed the cow. There simply isn't enough land to produce all that grass. Every year, large areas of rainforest are cut down to create farms for cattle, but that can't go on forever. Unfortunately, most of the protein in our diets is provided by meat. So what can we do? Some scientists think that there is an answer. We should eat insects. Insects have many advantages. They are full of protein. They grow very quickly, and they don't need a lot of food. A kilogram of beef needs 25 kilograms of food for the cow. A kilogram of grasshoppers, on the other hand, needs only 2.1 kilograms of food, less than 10% of what the cow needs. So producing insects is much more efficient. Insects are already eaten in many countries around the world. Grasshoppers can be bought on the street in Mexico. They're usually roasted with lime juice and garlic. Caterpillars are eaten in many places in Africa. In Thailand and Korea, fried silkworms are a popular snack. Leafcutter ants are sold as a snack in cinemas in Colombia. And honeypot ants are eaten by the Aborigines in Australia. Mealworms can be found on the menu in many restaurants in China. Of course, the main problem with eating insects is that they look horrible. Because of this, scientists think that in the future, insects will probably be used in two ways. 1. The insects will be chopped up to make burgers, sausages, or meatballs. In that way, you won't actually see the insect. 2. The insects will be made into food for fish and other animals, and we will eat those things. So perhaps you won't sit down to eat a plate of grasshoppers and caterpillars, but we will all eat insects in some form in the future.